Will the Patriots be sellers at the deadline? Are they already sellers at the deadline? I mean, they've traded their two best pass rushers, maybe. I don't know. You can maybe make an argument for Dietrich Wise or Keon White as being one of the other ones. But in terms of, you know, with cachet, Judon, beginning of the year, traded him for a third-round pick because he was being disruptive. I think that was as much a part of it as anything else. And now Josh Uche, who has just this 1 year, so he's a rental in Kansas City. He didn't give up a lot to get him, a sixth-round pick. It's a little bit of draft capital, and I think that in general, the Patriots right now don't have a lot of really great options and guys that they can dangle out there for big returns. I just sort of think this is it. You want to get some addition by subtraction maybe in that wide receiver room. I could listen to that. We know that Elliott Wolf said that this is not going to be a tank job, but it seems like they're already beginning their fire sale. It's what it looks like anyway. There's no other reason to trade Josh Uche, is there?
Well, I mean, he hasn't really been productive. So if somebody was going to give me something for something that hasn't really been productive, I mean, you can make an argument, but on a team that has limited pass rush to start with, and as you said, traded their Pro Bowl pass rusher before the year started.
Right. If the Patriots were 6-2, they wouldn't have traded Josh Uche yesterday. I
don't think. Probably not. I mean, if they were 6-2, it wouldn't be because of him.
Like, no, I'd agree with that too, but I don't think they wouldn't be peeling off pieces.
I mean, he had, as everybody points out, he not only did he have a half a season a couple years ago, he had like a half of a half a season. Mm-hmm. It was like a little game stretch where he rode Judon's coattails. No, the only question I have here is Elliott Wolf's comments that you just alluded to. Like, we would never tank. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And now all I hear from reports from Diana Russini and our buddy Mike Giardi, Patriots have made it clear that they are ready to sell. They are open for business. You already trade Uche. Devon Godchow, he's on the block. Kendrick Bourne, he's on the block. I haven't heard any reports of Jonathan Jones, but we've speculated that he could be a guy that could be on the block.
And we addressed it with him yesterday, and he said, you know, people have asked me about it, but I don't know anything, and right. I want to stay here, so we'll see.
But I just don't see how you can be. I don't care if they trade people. I just want to be clear about that. I would probably be trading people. I would probably be opening up opportunities for every young player to play, because the reality is Devon Godchow, who for some reason you gave a contract to, and Kendrick Bourne, who you also gave a contract to, which is weird that you give contracts to him in the offseason and then you're looking to unload them a few months later. Weird. But they're not part of, A, the long-term future, but really the foundation. I don't really see a word. At best, Kendrick Bourne is a role player.
We did this whole exercise.
Yes.
And there's only a couple. There's like three guys that are foundational players on this team.
As long as you're not mentioning.
And none of them are over 25, really. I
mean, Gonzo, May, Barmore. As long as those names aren't in the mix, then you're not trading anything that's really a part of the foundational future.
Yeah, nothing that's nailed down.
So Elliott Wolf, trade away. Except you stink a little bit because you said you would never tank. And if you trade away your best talent, you're taking it. You can call it whatever you want to call it, but it's tanking. You're not trying to win football games. You're not improving your roster. You're lessening your roster. Like, you aren't focused on winning football games in a week where you finally won a football game. And it's nice that you won a football game. And everybody's telling me they loved it. 71% of Patriots fans can't be wrong.
Absolutely. More than that, like 85%, really, if we're being honest here.
And if we're being honest, they can be wrong.
And they definitely can be
wrong. As a group.
They're often wrong.
You people are wrong a lot. I have to work with Fitzy all the time. He is one of the stronger members of your group, and he is wrong all of the time. Just like when he said a couple years ago that it was going to be the greatest draft class ever because they all contributed in one game. And they all stink or aren't even here anymore. But how can you get on your high horse, 8 weeks ago, 9 weeks ago, whatever it is? High horse. I would never tank. We would never do that. We're not about that.
It's easy to say when everybody's 0-0, you know? It's easy to say before the season starts. It's a little tougher when you're 2-6. By the way, that brings us to today's edition of the Sniff Test.
No. I think it stinks.
It's the Sniff Test with Arcand and Hard.
That's right, it stinks!
On WEEI.
So Elliott Wolf made a whole big show out of not wanting to tank. We wouldn't disrespect the game in that way. We'd never do that. How dare you even ask that? And now here they are trading Josh Uche, who, again, was not doing much for this team, and I don't think is anybody we're going to dearly miss.
But he's one of your best pass rushers.
One of your best pass rushers. Okay. And I also think he's going to go to Kansas City and thrive there just because why not? You know, like, why wouldn't he?
And it doesn't mean he's good or better. It just means he went to an environment that was more forgiving of his weaknesses or maximizing of his strengths, right?
Okay. Now, here's the question that passes the sniff test or doesn't pass the sniff test. Can you trade off pieces and not have it be tanking? Like, is that, are those two things interlocked? Like, if you start selling off pieces, like Carolina selling off pieces, they're tanking. We all mm-hmm. know that. Is there a way the Patriots can do that? They can make trades or get rid of some guys and have it not look like they're tanking?
Absolutely. Yeah. If you trade KJ Osborne, you're not tanking.
Agreed.
I think you're just trying to get rid of him. It hasn't worked. It's bad. But if you trade
Jones and Bourne,
and
or even
Gotcha.
just Jones.
How about Devon Gotcha?
Yeah.
Like, I know you're a soft football team that doesn't stop the run, but he is the guy that everybody tells me is the best run stuffer in the middle of it. Bill Belichick told me he's one of the best defensive tackles in football. You told me you liked him enough to re-sign him in the offseason and give him some more guaranteed money after he pouted and said he needed more guaranteed money at his age, and now you're going to trade him off? That's tanking. That's yep. not trying to win. That's not trying to make your team better. Now, the only counter-argument on a guy like Gotcha, which I don't think really exists with the other guys, is do you not like that he's talking too much? Is he a detriment to the culture because he tells Jones and Keefe that guys are, what were we, playing selfish, I think was the first phrase he used a few mm-hmm. weeks ago. Things of that nature. Tough sell, but if you really had a good PR group, Coach Stacy could probably spin it in a certain direction. But are you going to tell me that there's any world where Jonathan Jones or Kendrick Bourne, I mean, I guess Kendrick Bourne brought guys need to eat better at, but I think he was trying to be a leader. I think yeah. he was trying to be productive, even if it didn't necessarily play out.
And then he dropped every single ball that he saw. Yes,
correct.
On Sunday.
So I don't know how you can trade those guys and think it passes the sniff test. And again, it's only in relation to your own words. I don't care if the Panthers are selling off. Mm-hmm. They should. They effed up their rebuild. Yep. They need to start over. You have an opportunity to bring in assets that could help you. Now, you're not going to get a ton. They're all low-level assets. You're getting day three picks for all of these guys.
And they already have a lot of day three picks. They have like 4 or 5 seventh-round picks already, and I think they have like 2 sixes. So they have, at the back end anyway, they already have a lot of that. I don't know how much more of that they need necessarily. If you want to try and turn, you know, a bunch of them, 2 sixes and a 7 or 3 sevens and a 6 into a 5 or something, I don't know. You can try that.
You just said a lot of numbers.
I know. I'm just saying. Like,
3 sevens and a 6 into a 5.
Well, what are you going to do? It makes 5 7-round draft picks? Like, what's the point of that? You know, you already have a team with a bunch of lousy players on it.
Yeah, but, you know, Tom Brady was the 199th pick in the draft.
It's true, he was.
You can find talent down there.
Not in the 7th round.
No. Well, sort of, because he was a compensatory pick.
In the 6th.
Not in the 6th. This is, we don't need to have this argument now.
Yeah, all right. I guess he was on
we'll
the
save this argument for next spring. We will have it, because I have
we'll
hair
save it
across
for
my
bitching
bum
hour in the future. Yes,
it's a future bitching hour topic, how those are handled in the NFL. But no, I don't think it passes the sniff test, Elliot Wolf. And what bothers me a little bit isn't the individual trades or even the idea of individual trades. Diana Russini, Mike Giardi, they're all reporting, we are open for business.
Yep.
Fire sale. It all must go. Sunday. Like, wait, so are you trying to win football games or are you just tearing it down? And it feels like a teardown. It feels like you are tanking. And people get all worked up over that word. I know late in the Belichick era, people got real. You'll find it surprising that Mike Lombardi got really defensive when people talk
get
about
out of here.
Belichick's
Mike Lombardi didn't take kindly to that type of thought.
Bill would never do that. The respect of the game. Like, these guys, do what's in the best interest of the football team. If you think it's in the best interest of the football team, Elliot Wolf, to have 10 draft picks, 11 draft picks, 12 draft picks, whether you're going to make them or whether you're going to package them, like you said, trade up. If that's what the best interest of the football team is, then do it. Just don't tell me you would never do that because it's disrespectful and then go out there and do it. Because you know what that sounds a lot like? Sounds a lot like the last 10 months of Patriots football, where they say one thing, do another, then backtrack and tell you why what they said wasn't really what they said, but what they did was kind of what they did.